Any ongoing trials in Merkel cell right now that you want to comment on, new strategies to improve the outcome?
One of the things that is of interest is now that we see immunotherapy is effective in this disease, looking at these checkpoint inhibitors adjuvantly, because these patients who have lymph node involvement or have very deep, risky primary tumors are at such a high risk of developing metastasis that they're good candidates for adjuvant therapy. And up until now, there really hasn't been data that supports the use of adjuvant treatment for these high-risk patients. There was the data in chemotherapy, but it probably doesn't affect outcome. So there's some exciting trials going on looking at this adjuvantly.
So there are a couple papers presented at ASCO on Merkel cell. I was curious about one looking at nivolumab as neoadjuvant therapy and another looking at pembrolizumab in patients with advanced Merkel cell. Any comments on those?
The nivolumab neoadjuvant data was interesting. I think, if I recall right, they just gave a couple of doses of therapy and looked at response, and they saw, very early responses, which is what you do tend to see in these non-melanoma skin cancers. They can respond quickly, and then they were resected.
You see people with like locally advanced disease with Merkel cell, where surgery is a problem?
Occasionally, there can be bulky nodal disease. It's not as much of a problem, but it certainly can happen. There can also be in-transit metastasis, and so therefore they don't have quite systemic disease, but they have unresectable disease. And then a smaller study with pembrolizumab that showed very good response rates and durability. So again, I don't think this is drug specific. I think it's immunotherapy sensitive. So avelumab being a PD-L1 antibody, pembrolizumab being a PD-1 antibody, is one better than the other? I can't say. I just think that these tumors respond to immunotherapy.
And it's interesting. I see that the response rate in the neoadjuvant trial was, it was almost 50%. And, we're starting to see more and more neoadjuvant trials. I saw one in bladder that was like 40% PathCR. I mean, amazing. Any other comments about trials in the neoadjuvant setting, not just in terms of, trying to improve the patient clinically, but maybe to learn more about this therapy in a pre and post biopsies, predictors, et cetera? Is that something there's a lot of interest in cutaneous oncology?
Oh, yeah. And I think that's where the excitement of the neoadjuvant trials, so to speak, lies, which is, can we identify markers that help us predict which patients are most likely to benefit? If somebody has a resectable lymph node in Merkel cell carcinoma, you don't necessarily need to treat them neoadjuvantly, but the advantage of doing that on study is you can get some valuable information.
Might be interesting to look at what happens, in a checkpoint inhibitor with or without, you were mentioning the LAG-3 inhibitor or some other immunologic alteration to see, and again, in the neoadjuvant setting, what's going on.
Yeah, and I think that's where we'll go with combination checkpoint therapies and improving response rates beyond what we have. So it's an exciting time.